poem. But it was useless. Tulasimanjari then unexpectedly arrived from Nandishwara. On Lalita's instruction, Tulasi sprinkled Radha's ears with drops of nectar in the form of Krishna Leela. And then when Shrimati Radharani hears these drops of nectar in the form of Krishna Katha, she regained consciousness, hastily got up and said, "Oh Sakhi, today my afflicted desert-like ears have become fortunate by experiencing an unprecedented shower of nectar in my dream that cooled me off and made me happy." So this is some of the evening pastimes of Lord Krishna. In the Bhagavatam there is one nice little detail when Krishna comes home to the town of Vrindavan. All Prajavasis greet him at the town's gate. All except for the beautiful gopis who stand on the rooftops of their houses and see Krishna from there. Krishna is so indescribably beautiful, it is described. When the young gopis see him, they start staring at him. But then Krishna just very briefly looks up on the rooftops where the gopis stare at him, you know, and immediately the gopis become so shocked that they cover their mouths and they draw their veil and they start to pray, "Oh shyness, you should cover me totally so that I that I will not do anything now. But please don't cover the corners of my eyes. I want to see Krishna from the corners of the eyes." So they look down through the corners of the eyes. And Krishna takes this as an opportunity to just joyfully and smilingly look at the gopis and enter through their eyes, the corners of their eyes. Remember, they are totally covered. They have their saris here, the mouth is covered, but the corners of the eyes are the vulnerable point. So Krishna's glance goes into these corners of the eyes, goes right into the heart, and steals the mind of the gopis out of the heart, so that from that moment on, they can only think of Krishna. Wonderful. Okay, so this ends our reading. Now I will ask the question to all of you. What point struck you in this reading? I see some of you are a little tired. So before this room becomes the sleeping room of Govindagund, I better ask the question which activates you. Rangadevi has a point.
I think many people like to say the same thing, but I like very much the comparison how Krishna and some planets are put onto the scale. Yeah. And then because the creator is so unqualified, that he's trying to compare the unequal objects. The sun is, because he is not comparable to Krishna at all, he throws just up to the sky, and Krishna is not able because he's much more Heavier,
yeah. And how? Yeah. You like that rhyme? Yes, yes. I also thought. What, you know, what a poetic imagination to make to write such a thing, you know, that no, Krishna is on the earth, he is heavier on that scale, and therefore much more significant than the sun. You can only, it's only someone who's really in love with Krishna who can write such a comparison. You know. Yeah, oh yeah, that's very logical. Krishna is...
Mm-hmm. There was some other comparison with the sun.
Mm-hmm.
Although the sun is sometimes covered by the clouds, Krishna defeats the beauty of the cloud.
Yeah. Yeah.
Also, like, although the sun is shining only the day, but Krishna is also shining during the night.
Yeah.
It's good because we see the sun every day, so maybe we can get some inspiration.
For me, it's interesting how the gopis are calling Radharani. So many items come from it, and lotus petals and this and that, but she cannot be called because she is learning the separation. But when some gopi comes and says the news, katha, about Krishna, then she is immediately revived.
Yeah, that comes many times in the book. In the meditation, we often find Srimati Radharani inconsolably because Krishna is not there and she's burning from the fire of separation, but then she becomes cooled by, they try to help her by bringing sandalwood and damp petals from lotus flowers to cool her, but now it's not possible until some fortunate gopi comes with news of Lord Krishna. It's very, very... It is also holding true in our lives. We are burning from the fire of material miseries, but when the rain of Krishna Katha finally is unleashed and released, we can feel that the fire cools down and auspiciousness begins to rise in our lives. Yeah? Anyone else?
I just remember once I heard that Krishna comes, he has Karikara flowers on the ear, and he makes the movement, and as Karikara flower goes, he makes it turn, and I honored if the gopis and falls on the other ear. And also the gopis with their eyes, they make it turn, and I honored him. Just remember.
Make two types of artis, yeah. We have heard also that they shower Krishna with flower petals, and on all the flower petals they have somehow written a message for Krishna. And as the flower petals rain down on Krishna, he becomes aware of the message and simultaneously and he expands and answers this message immediately. Gives each one a right answer. I wanted to tell you something before we close the evening. Yesterday I was asked by a film man who makes a documentary on Braj a question which really helped me very much to go deeper in my own Krishna consciousness. Are we not like this, that sometimes someone asks us a question which is not so easy for us to answer, and we have to really think deeply about the answer. I can imagine that you as parents have often been asked by your children a complicated question that, my God, how can I explain this? And you had to think. Yes. And then only after 2 to 3 days you had a sensible answer. And after you had thought for 2 to 3 days, you felt, I'm happy that my child asked this question to me, because I was forced to go deeper into this subject. So I think when we are preaching, it's similar. And the person asked me, how can, I have heard that people refer to Giriraj as a person, yet we only see rocks. How can that be a person? So it was like this: you have the camera in your, and the microphone in your mouth, and you have to give an answer. And so I somehow, because I was shocked by this question, I shocked because I would have liked to think a little bit about it, but this shock was a healthy shock. It brought out a deep realization to me. So I gave an answer which you can find here in this bottle and in this other bottle. How this is so, I will tell you in a minute, but first I will tell you my answer. At first I said, you see Giriraj like the camera sees him, his form, his color. But then you may enter into a different relationship with Giriraj, a relationship which is similar to the relationship all these pilgrims have. They go and pray and often asked for answers in their life, and Giriraj reciprocates. I think you must have seen on the Giriraj Parikrama, it's almost a journey which is like a journey through the whole universe. We go through different moods, we often get answers. People pray, for instance, for their families, whoever's ill member, to become healthy again, and then miraculously that ill member is released from hospital. Many pray to marry their children, to good husbands or wives, and that is reciprocated by Giriraj. In other words, you feel there is a Shakti, a power, which reciprocates with you. And reciprocation is a typical attribute of a person. This flask, or this mattress, or even this timepiece, this clock, cannot reciprocate with me. It cannot answer me. It cannot give me things I request. The things, it's just silent. It sits there, and I have to manipulate it or move it around. It doesn't reciprocate actively, but Giriraj does. And the third realization which you can have is described to be the realizations of saintly persons like Raghunath Das Goswami, who worshipped his Giriraj Shila and saw in it Krishna himself. So I have this realization very strongly. You see, I have, since I'm here, fantastic dreams of Radha and Krishna, and I really attribute them to these two bottles. Here I have Ganga water from Deva Prayag, and here I have Radha Kund water fetched during Bahulashtami, I think by Ranga Devi, by Ananda Nitai. See, on one level, the Ganga or any holy water lake is H2O, just water. But on another level, the Ganga is definitely a place of pilgrimage, which has a tremendous potency to purify people. That's the adhyatmic level. And on a third level, Ganga is a goddess, a divine personality who is worshipped doing in Haridwar with the Ganga Puja. So it really depends when you deal with Giriraj or any transcendental personality, it depends on what level you are approaching them. It's just like deities. You can, the materialist will see one thing, but the devotee who approaches the deities with deep faith will see how the deities accept his service, how they reciprocate and answer. And some devotees report adventures with their deities, where the deities have moved, have drunken milk, eaten prasadam, and acted in a very lively way, even where they have walked from one village to the other village. So it, and I was just thinking, what makes us realize this? It's really our faith and our service. Like when we are here in Vrindavan, we have to be very careful to not walk just on the, it's called the adibhautic level, the level where we see things materially, like the form. Like I, for instance, in Giriraj Parikrama, when you do Giriraj Parikrama, it makes such a difference when you start your parikrama with a dandavat and with a prayer than if you just start to walk like a sportsman with his new Nike sport shoes and who thinks, oh my God, I have 4.5 hours for this, I better make haste and that will be good for my excess weight if I walk quite briskly. And so on. He will not get to the second level where Giriraj will start to reciprocate, and not to the third level where Giriraj will all of a sudden appear as Radha Krishna. It's very important. I wanted to say this because two of our devotees have arrived just recently in the Holy Dharma, please use the time very carefully and in good consciousness, very, very humble and respectful towards Giriraj, in a prayerful way, and you will see that the Dham will be opened. The doors of the Dham will swing wide open and reveal to you wonderful, wonderful secrets. Also, one of you will be initiated in the Holy Dham. It's actually sure that whoever gets initiation in the Holy Dham gets back to Godhead after this life. It's sure. There's this work, Krishna Lila Stava, and it says four people can go for sure back home, back to Godhead. The one who's born in the Holy Dham, the one who has died in the Holy Dham, and even if that is not possible, he's not born and he has not died, but if he is cremated in the Holy Dham. And the fourth is the one who is initiated in the Holy Dham. Hare Krishna. Having said this, we will end here. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Shri Giriraj Govardhan ki jai, Shri Govinda Kund ki jai, Shri Shri Radha Gopinath ki jai, Gaura Premanandi, Hari Hari Bol.